Hi, this is Art Kaplan, and I'm speaking to you at the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. What I want to talk about today is an interesting issue that came up when a conservative Christian talk radio show host and someone who runs a advocacy group for Christian causes in Columbus, Ohio, Linda Harvey, said on her radio show that she didn't think people should go to doctors or nurses or social workers who were gay. And she said that she felt patients should go out of their way to try and avoid gay health care providers, particularly for their children. She said you should write to your pediatrician or your primary care nurse and say, look, if my child gets very sick and has to go to the hospital, say with a badly broken leg or something, I don't want them treated by anybody who might be gay. So she clearly doesn't like gay people. She clearly doesn't like gay doctors and nurses. And the question raised is, does she have any point in saying that patients can say, I don't want to be seen by or treated by a gay doctor? Now, the rantings, and I think they are rantings, of someone who is a bigot are just bigotry, and she basically is giving us bigotry. There's no evidence that somebody is less competent because they're gay as a doctor or nurse. And in fact, there's no evidence that there's any harm or problem caused with children by gay healthcare providers. None. So we're not talking about any facts when she goes off and suggests that we issue warning letters. Still, there is an interesting ethics issue here, and that is what right do patients have to pick their doctor? In my experience, I've met plenty of patients who said, I only want a white doctor, I only want a male doctor, I only want a doctor who's gone to a highly regarded medical school. I only want a doctor who's born in the United States. I'd like to have a doctor who somehow or another is not so young and may have a lot more experience. So patients do express preferences. Some of the things they express are biases about who they want to care for them. The way I would analyze this is they're really two separate situations. When you're outside an institutional setting or an emergency room, you can go pick your primary care provider. So if you want to pick a doctor because of whether they're a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles or because you think that their white hair gives them wisdom or whatever reason, you can. You are free to pick. Just as people are free to say, I'm going to go to a gas station because I only want to buy my gas from people of a certain ethnic group, or you're free to pick your dentist because you like the music he plays. There's a whole slew of freedoms that surround who it is that we can select as healthcare providers. And similarly, healthcare providers don't have to take people on as patients. But it's different in institutional settings. When you're in an institutional setting, the primary value there is getting competent care efficiently. And their patients don't have a lot of choice. They don't have any choice. If they don't want a doctor or nurse of a particular skin color or religion or age or whatever, it's too bad. There, what we're trying to do is make sure in the emergency room or the hospital or the clinic that they get care efficiently, economically, and that it is competent. That's the driving value there. So you're freer when you're picking a primary care person to be a bigot than you are if you go to the hospital, clinic, or emergency room where your values have to take a back seat. Now, having said that, the other question that's interesting about all this is, should the doctor or nurse make their gender orientation known? And obviously, generally speaking, that wouldn't happen. There's no reason for it. It's not appropriate. But what if you want to wear a pin or a button that supports a particular cause or indicates that you're in favor of rights for different groups? There, I would say the ethical issue is settled by what the institution permits. If you can wear a crucifix, if you can wear a yarmulke on your head, if you can wear a turban when you're practicing, I don't see any reason why you can't wear a little button that says you support the rainbow rights of gay people or whatever else you might want to wear. If the institution says, look, in the name of professionalism, we don't like people wearing a tie that has a message or carrying around buttons that have messages, pro or con something, okay, then that shouldn't be a part of the dress. But there's nothing that should be singled out about support for gay rights or gay people that's different from other religious or political causes. So at the end of the day, I think the right response for Linda Harvey isn't just simply to dismiss her as a bigot, because she is raising an important question, even if that wasn't an intent, about how patients have rights to pick their doctor. But what I would tell you is, at the end of the day, that right is pretty limited, and doctors themselves should be able to indicate their support for causes or support for particular points of view that support particular lifestyle, only to the extent to which that policy is equally carried out about any issue that might come up. Thanks for watching. This is Les Kaplan at the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania.